This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The Supreme Court has taken suo motu cognizance of the Kolkata rape and murder case and will hear the matter on Tuesday. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra will hear the case. A postgraduate trainee doctor was allegedly raped and murdered at R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of this month. A day after the incident, the Kolkata police arrested a civic volunteer in connection with the case. The incident has triggered nationwide protests, with doctors from across the country demanding action against people involved in the case and safety of doctors at workplace. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, does not take away the citizenship rights of any religion. Rather, the act offers respect and justice to the Indian refugees along with the citizenship. The minister was speaking after awarding citizenship certificate to 188 expatriates at a function in Ahmedabad today. Earlier in the day, the Home Minister inaugurated various developmental works of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Later in the evening, he will address the party workers in Sabarmati. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated the Regional Marine Pollution Response Centre at ICG Regional Headquarters, Chennai. The Regional Marine Response Centre will facilitate coordination among countries within a region, ensuring a unified approach to oil spill response. It can mobilise a more effective response to oil spills and provide access to specialised equipment, trained personnel and technological innovations that may be beyond the capabilities of individual countries. The minister will also inaugurate the ICG Air Enclave, Puducherry. It is strategically located between Chennai and Karaikal. This will extend the surveillance reach across this vital maritime region. The much-awaited Namo Bharat train, also called the Rapid Train, started its operations between Meerut South and Ghaziabad with the Regional Rapid Transit System today. The train began its journey from Meerut South Station at about 2 p.m. today and covered a distance of 42 kilometers up to Sahibabad station in just 32 minutes. With the addition of this 8-kilometer additional section, a total of 42 kilometers of Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Regional Rapid Transit System, RRTS, corridor is now operational, covering 9 stations from Sahibabad in Ghaziabad to Meerut South. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 people were killed and 37 injured in a bus accident. The bus collided with a pickup in Bulandshahr today. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital, while 4 seriously injured have been referred to Meerut Medical College. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to provide immediate proper treatment to the injured. Bulandshahr District Magistrate said workers of a bread company in Ghaziabad were going from Ghaziabad in a pickup truck to Raipur village in Aligarh district to celebrate the festival of Raksha Bandhan. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Jual Oram's wife Jhingya Oram has died of dengue during treatment at a private hospital at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. The last rites of Jhingya Oram were held this afternoon at Mr. Oram's native village Kendu Dihi in Sundargarh district. Mr. Oram, who is also down with dengue and was admitted in the same hospital, is scheduled to go for further treatment at AIIMS, Delhi tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Sabah Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India and Kuwait share centuries-old bonds of goodwill and friendship. He said, the contemporary partnership between the two nations is expanding steadily. Dr. Jaishankar thanked Crown Prince for his guidance and insights on taking the ties to a higher level. The External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar reached Kuwait today on an official visit. And in Kolkata, today's Durand Derby match has been cancelled. A press release from CPRO Defence said the much-anticipated Derby match of the 133rd Indian Oil Durand Cup Group A fixture between Mohun Bagan Super Giant and Imami's Bengal FC scheduled at Vivekananda